Are in Bava Metzia. I think we're at the bottom of Chaf Beis on the Beis.
No,
we got Chaf Gimel.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, all right. Midarsa and everything like that. Good. So we just explained Rabba and Rava Mitaritzatame that basically each case that we talked about, you know, the Brisa or the Mishnah, we talked about when it was how you could sort of flip it to the extent that you that both Rava and Rabba, you know, hold their own opinions. Rabba said that, sorry, Rava is the one that's saying that the makom is itself a siman. Meaning, even if there's nothing particularly distinguishing about the item itself, if it's in a specific place, you can use that as a pretense to, you know, return it. And because that is a good enough siman, so then the owner will also not have yayush. As opposed to Rava says that the place is not like a siman, and therefore you would assume yayush, I think. Rava Tana says be makom krichos brishus haravim harayu shelo diminashtva. But when it comes to something in a public domain, because they're all kicked around, the items are kicked around, so then it's not going to be recognizable anymore. Or it's not going to be in the same place anymore. But in Shusha Yachid, you have to announce because it's not going to get kicked around, and therefore it's going to be in the same place. And the bigger stalks that we talked about, which are heavier and can't just get kicked around, so then even in Rishis Harabim, you'd have to announce because they're heavy and they're not getting kicked around, so it's going to stay in the same place. Tashima Akikar Shanachtom Hare Elu Shalom. If you find bread baked by a baker?
Baker's loaves, yeah.
Baker's loaves. I wonder if the sort of society changes that. You know, today, there's so much bread. You know, it's not like one guy's bakery is producing the bread in town or something. But either way, so then if you find it, you can keep it. So Hashel Ba'alabayis Chayv L'Hachriz. The implication from that is that if it belonged to a non-baker, I'm not really sure what the difference is in terms of how it looks or whatever. So then you do have to announce it. You can't just assume the person had yeshoba by a sign time up. Kaven to isbu simen to made the idea rifted to inishu. So then lo shna rishas haravim, lo shna rishas hayachid. When it comes to a person's own bread, I guess they have a specific style of making it. So then everybody knows, that's Shmerel's bread. He always makes his bread like that. So it doesn't matter if it's in this place or that place because the bread itself is the siman. Noto machris. Alma siman hasolidaris havi siman. So that implies that a siman which is theoretically going to be trampled, right? That was another aspect of Rabba who believes that the place is not good enough. Part of that is because it's going to be trampled, and therefore it's not going to I don't remember if it was that the siman's going to get ruined or if it's going to be kicked around to a different place. I think that was more of Rava. Rava said it was going to be kicked around to a different place. I think Rava's point is that it's a type of thing that can be trampled and the siman won't be there anymore. So so the point here is that the case of the bread, clearly we're not worried about that because we said that Shalbah Abai is Chayv L'Hachris. At least that's the implication. So Amalach Rava. So Tziyuf de Rava, that's a question on Rava. Amalach Rava. Hasam Hainu Taim. Mishum De'ein Ma'avir Na'la Ochlin. The reason for that is you should not pass by food. Is this like a Baal Tashchis kind of thing?
People don't pay, therefore loaves of bread won't be trodden in, but will be picked up as soon as they're noticed.
Right, meaning people will pick them up, but why would they? What's the problem with it?
Just says food must be treated with respect, thus one may not leave it on the road to be trampled by passerby.
But our base case is that happens somehow, so.
Right, somehow it happens. Well, I don't know, passed by. The person lost it. And if you find it, you have to hold it up and say, hey, whose is this or whatever? Because it wasn't trampled that much. So the Gemara says, well, okay, Shkayach, the Jews aren't going to pass by pieces of bread. But Vahigin Achrim, there are non-Jews that don't necessarily follow that rule of Ein Mavir Nal Ochlin. It is interesting, by the way, I saw a good question here in the footnotes. The concept of Ein Mavir Nal Ha'ochlin is you shouldn't pass by the opportunity to, you know, make the most of the food, whatever it is. You know, have to respect food. But we also have a concept of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos, which is any lost item is a mitzvah. So we never said that before. So why all of a sudden are we saying goodbye food? I don't know what the answer is, but it's an interesting question. So either way, because here we have non-Jews. Non-Jews are not necessarily beholden to that concept of Ein Mavir Nal Ochlin, and they could destroy the Simanim. You know, it is Nitan Lidares because of non-Jews. It could be trampled. So Nachum Chayshlik Shafim. Interesting. I feel like we're stretching ourselves thin here, or bending over backwards, if you will. The non-Jews, oh, they're worried about
Witchcraft.
Somehow they're not going to touch the food. I know they're going to be particularly careful about not trampling food. I don't know what curse comes upon a person if they touch food. But okay, Vahika Behemo Clevin. What about animals? Oh, you got me on that one. It's a place with no animals. What we're talking about is a place with no animals. If it was a place with animals, so yeah, Enochanami Rabbi would say there's no simon to be had. So, because it would be trampled. Lema ketanai, let's say it's like the machlokas tanai. Rabbi Yehuda Amar kol davar sheyesh bo shinoi chayav lahachris keitzad matzah igul besocho cheres kikar besocho maos. Rabbi Yehuda would say you have to announce it. If it has some kind of change that was done to it, as opposed to just a stam piece of food, a person had done something to it. I don't know, why is that a machlokas tanai here? Let's see. The implication from there is that Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, anything that had a shino, you have to announce it. It implies that the previous opinion, or whoever is not Rabbi Yehuda, would say you get to keep it even if it has a shinoi. So Savrua, presumably, they thought was, the kule ama simen haba me'elav, simen, umavir nal ochlin. The first opinion, I guess. Everyone agrees that a simon that comes on its own, meaning he didn't do anything to it, have a simon. That's a good simon. However, Mavir Nal Ochlin, but people are going to trample on it, and even though it had a simon, it's no good. Okay. What's simon abam elav? Yeah, I assumed that the examples of Rabbi Yehuda were things that you did yourself. Matzah eagle of a sochel cheres. If you find a date cake and in the middle of it has earthenware vessel, we're saying that happened to me, Elof, I guess. Or bread that had coins in it. I don't know why that's called Habama Elof. That seems pretty deliberate, but okay. So those are considered simanim. It was done. Have a simon. Because the owner at the very least is aware of them and will not give up on them because he can sort of distinguish them, sort of give over the unique thing about the food, and therefore he'll be able to get it back. So my love, b'simon hasli daris kamilfiki, mar sever lo have a simon, mar sever have a simon. Presumably they're arguing about something which has a simon but is not is asli daris. Because the Tanakhama thinks you can keep it since it's asli daris, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even if it's above me'ilav, it's asli, and it's asli daris. So then, we're going to assume that it is not asli daris, or that we're not worried about asli daris, that it might be trampled. Amrav zvid mishpei derav isak adak the kasav Tanakhama siman asli daris lo havi siman ma'avir nala ochlin kikar shabal avayis b'shus derav my ma'achris. If it was true that the Tanakhama believed simen asli daris lo havi simen, and that's why he says harei l'shelo, because something which is prone to being trampled is itself a good enough reason to say the owner is not going to want to try to get it back. He's going to have yeyush. So then, and you'd have to say that in order for it to be considered even asuli dares, it has ma'avir na'al ochlin situation. So then why would it be that kikar shabal bayis b'shusar rabim, that the loaves of bread in a public domain, which are clearly asuli dares, why am I machriz? Why would you announce that? That's clearly something that's going to be trampled. And Tanakh should say that the person had yayush. El amar Rabbi Zvudim Shehid Rabbi Tekuli Hamasavri Simen Hasuli Daris Simen Havi Simen. Everyone agrees that that a Simen Hasuli Daris, something which is prone to trampling, that's a good enough Simen. Uma Avir Nal Ochlin. And people do pass by food. V'hacha b'simen haba me'elav k'mifliki. The Tanakhama savra haba, simen haba me'elav lo havi simen. Rabbi Yehuda savra havi simen. That the Tanakhama believes that if something happened to a piece of food, like a piece of pottery fell inside of it, the Tanakhama says that's not a good enough simen because the owner didn't do that deliberately, and we're not necessarily going to assume that he's going to come back to go get it. He's going to just have yayush because he didn't have a distinguishing sign that he deliberately put on it. But Rabbi Yehuda savra havi simen. Rabbi Yehuda believes that even though the person didn't do it themselves, they are aware of it, and they will sort of rely on that simen for the sake of retrieving it. They will not have yayush. Okay. V'rabba amar lach, and Rabba will say, D'kuli ama simen hasuli daris lo havi simen. Rabba, who believes that if it's going to be trampled in Rosh Hashanah, you can keep it, because the person will assume that it is no longer, you know, it's just, he's not going to be able to prove that it's his, after all the trampling that would presumably happen. Again, we're not necessarily saying that it was trampled. We're saying the owner is going to assume that it's going to be trampled and therefore is going to have yeyush. So Rabba's of the opinion that it's not a good simon because he assumes that the owner will have yeyush. So v'ein ma'avir na'al mitzvah ala ochlin, and a person does not pass by food. V'hacha, in the case of our Mishnah, b'simen haba me'elav k'milfik, t'anakam savar lo havi simen, Rabbi Yehuda savar havi simen. Okay, that makes sense also. I mean, that's a third variable that's put into this Mishnah that that neither Rav or Rava need to be beholden to. So that's the machlokas, you know, whether or not they hold simen haba me'elav. Igdamri, or you could say, savrua t'kule alma, simen haba me'elav havi simen. Maybe everyone agrees about that last variable, that a simen, an identifier, which is done sort of not deliberately, me'elev, it happens on its own, like a piece of pottery falling into the cake, everyone agrees that that's a legitimate simen, and the owner will not give up on it just because he didn't do it himself. The simen hasuli daris ha'lohavi simen, and something which is prone to being, which is prone to being trampled, is also a reason. There's a reason why he would have yesh because lohavi simen. So then, my lav b'ma'avir na'al ochlin k'mifagi. Maybe they're arguing about whether or not people generally. Maybe they're arguing about whether there's a halacha that people follow. I'm not really sure how to say it. That people are willing to pass by food. Tamar Savar, the Tanakhama believes ma'avirin, and therefore it's asuli daris, and you can keep it yourself because people do pass by food. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabbi Yehuda says you have to announce it and try to find the owner. Said he believes ein ma'avirin, people should not pass by food, and therefore it's not asuli daris, which would preclude the simon or preclude the owner's wanting to get it back. If you believe that Tanakhama says that Asuli Daris is not a good enough, that Asuli Daris is going to disqualify the return of the item, meaning that when it's Asuli Daris, when it's going to be trampled, the owner is not going to want to get it back. He will have Yeyush. So Ma'avir Nala Ochlin, Kikar Shabbat, which is Rabbi Mai Machriz, going back to what we said before, just from a different angle, that bread that's found in the public domain, why would you have to ever announce that? Clearly, that's asuli daris. Alam Rav Zibin Shad Rav Dekul Yama Savri Simen Asuli Daris Havi Simen. Everyone believes that even if it's asuli daris, it's still good enough. And the person's not going to have yeush just because it might be trampled. Umavir Nal Ochlin, and people are going to actually pass by the food. And therefore, it is asuli daris. And therefore, it would still be good enough, despite the fact that people are passing by it. We're just talking about whether or not the identifier, which comes, you know, outside of his control, something that he didn't do himself. So is that still good enough? Simon. Whereas the Tanakhama says, look, he didn't do it himself. Maybe he's not even aware of it, and therefore he's going to have Yeyosh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's aware of it. He knows it's there. Even if he didn't do it himself, he knows he can use it as an identifier that he can get it back, and therefore he's not going to have Yeyosh. Rabbi Amar Lach, and Rabbi is going to say, Kulam Asim and Havas Ludaris. Lo Havasim Rabbi, obviously, because this is what he said before. Rabbi says that an identifier which is prone to being trampled is not a good enough simon, and therefore the person will have Yeyosh. Ve'ein ma'avir na lo'ochlin, and people do not pass by food. It doesn't matter here because even though usually asulidares, in this case it's not asulidares because they're not going to pass by it. V'hacha b'simen haba me'elav kamifuki. Here we're just talking about something that's out of control. Tana kam sarva simen haba me'elav l'avisimen. Rabbi Yehuda sarva havisimen, as we said before. Am Rav Zud mishvei derava klala da'avedita. The general rule of thumb when it comes to lost items is kaven to amar vayla lechesron kis. When the person says, woe is to me for losing my money, miyayish lemina. So then we know that he has given up on it.
This is a whole separate principle because all these other things go up.
Those are assumed. This is not shalom idas. The other ones that we were talking about before, Rav and Abaye, is all lom idas. We're just assuming, does a person rely on the simon? Does a person not?
Correct. So this
here, guy, we know.
I give up. It had a huge simon right. on it.
Yeah, right. The biggest, hugest dude had his name on it. And he says, oh, I guess that's it for my wallet. That's it for my iPhone. I'm just giving up on it. So then he declares that. So that's yeah. It doesn't matter what else is going on. V'yomrav zvid mishmei derava hilchasa. The halacha is krichos pershus harabim. If you find... what was this? Sheaves again?
Small sheaves.
Not the bigger ones. The bigger ones he said yesterday are different. But if you find them in Rosh Hasharabim, Hare Elishol, you can keep them. Presumably because either different depends on the simon, first of all, Bama Elav, or also because of Asuli Daris, or Ma'avir Nal Ochen, which is in combination with Asuli Daris, fine. So then you can keep it in Rosh Hasharabim. However, Rosh Hasharabim, E Derech Nefila, Hare Elishalo. If it looks like they had fallen from the person, they mean they're scattered all over. So then you can keep it because the person's clearly not willing to go back and clean it all up. Either if, however, they're placed down in a very neat way, not scattered all over the place. So not to lamachris, you have to announce it.
Then they're not lost at all. So
you could have put them down and then forgot about them or something. I don't know. But they're placed in a very specific way, like they were placed there by somebody. They
correct.
Didn't just fall.
So he's going to come back and want to see them where he placed them, and the do-gooder is going to have fouled things up.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to do anything. It does say no to lumachras, but I don't know how. We haven't talked about the process of doing that. I assume you can't take it to Yehopetzville and then announce it. You have to do it where it is, relatively
correct,
in that area. So I don't know. I don't know how you do it, but
if I saw something like that, I would probably want to just. It looks like they left it there.
Just leave it there. Yeah, I think there's a legitimate opinion to do that. I remember at YU, at the washing station outside the base medrash, it was just full of papers. Found a sum of money by the coat rack. You know, call me if you want to claim it.
With the
serial
numbers out of the bills.
Right, something like that. Felt like it would say, like with a sign, I found this in this place. And that's a place where everybody would go to wash their hands. So, like, that's the way that people would sort of announce things. Found car keys by the annex. Call this number to get them back or something. Okay. Vizeh, and in both cases, whether it was in a public domain or in a public private domain, bedavar she'ein bo simen. We're talking about lack of simen. Aval bedavar she'eish bo simen. But if it has a simen, losh number shel sarab, losh number shel siyachid. Wow, okay. Bein derech nefila, bein derech hanacha, chayv l'achris. That's an interesting conclusion because we just spent 2 pages figuring out what if it was in a shel sarabim, it could have been trampled. What if it was in a public domain, it's in the same spot. Says Rava, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If it has a simon, it has a simon, it has a simon. Interesting enough, it does not pask in the makom, which is what we had a machlokas with Rava yesterday. I assume Rava, who was part of that machlokas, says makom is a simon, but he doesn't say that here, which is interesting. Either way, a siman is a siman is a siman. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't matter how it falls. If it has some distinguishing quality to it that a person could identify, he's not going to have yayush. Okay.
Unless you heard him.
Right. Well, that's not right. That's not an assumed yayush. That's just an explicit yayush. Yeah.
So the question there is, I heard him announce, "Oh, it's lost. Right. It's gone." But I've got it in my pocket.
Right, that's a lifnim mishuras hadin question, I believe, which is coming up in 7 dapim, I believe, the famous gemara there. Machzoros shel dagim. Machzoros, remind me, what is this, a string of fish?
Yes. Now, I would think the rule here is...
Is that how they like, store them or something?
I don't know string what we're talking about. When you go fishing...
Yeah.
And you catch fish, you put a cord through the gills out the mouth and keep adding your
kitchen. Right, that's the way to just hold them.
As but opposed here, to the rule would be if they stink, the owner has given up and you
can
the rotten fish.
I don't know. It depends. I guess let's see.
Maybe these are salt.
So the obvious question is: am I have a kesher siman? The way it was tied together, this rope was done in a specific way. It just doesn't happen just naturally that they're on a rope like that, a string like that. So, Bekitra de Sayada. No, it's referring to a specific kind of knot, a knot that everybody uses to Kuli Amahach Mekatre. Everyone uses that kind of knot, and therefore it's not that advanced, it's not so specific. Vilevi Minyan Simon, what about the amount of fish? That could also be. So, it says in the Binyana de Shavin, that's how they're usually caught. That's like a, I don't know, what's the number for fish? It's like a 6 to a line or something.
This is what fishermen usually hang in the same strings, so there's nothing distinctive about it. Apparently, you know.
No, the number. The number part. I think it's the next one, David. Binyana de Shavin, it's an equal number. I think all the fishermen always catch them and store them or organize them in a specific number.
Just as a standard number.
Standard number.
Yeah.
By the dozen or something like that. It doesn't sound like it's a lot, but
I'm wondering if maybe the standard number changes.
That could be.
Days.
It could be. So. Maybe some fish. Maybe different fish have different numbers. How much you could fit on a thing? Minyan have a siman, olo have a siman. Oh, good. Can we rely on numbers or not? Amar lu Rav Sheshes tinitzua matzah kli chesef kli nechoshes a gastron shel avar, which is a piece of lead.
Yeah, a vessel.
V'chol kli matechos. Or any other metal material, hare ze lo yachzir, achi yitin os o achi chavein mishkalosav. Okay, it's not a legitimate sim that you can return based on, unless you give the specific, either an identifier of the object itself or the actual weight. Umi de mishkal havi simin, mida uminyan nami havi simin. If one measurement's good, so the other measurements are good too. I guess the size or the number of items is itself a good enough measurement to consider a siman. I think we assumed that. I mean, we were already using that as a question before. So, okay, you can use a number of measurement as a siman. V'chatichos shel basar, amai lahav mishkal and siman. What about the pieces of meat? We said you can keep it. Wouldn't the weight for that situation also? No, b'shkal d'shavin. It's a specific kind of weight. I wonder how specific the weight is, because even today, you go to the store and you get a piece of whatever kind of meat, the numbers are never the same. Like, it's always a different measurement of weight. So, like, if a person knew the exact number of ounces, would that not be a good enough siman? Even mishkala deshavin, like, who are we talking about? You know, mishkala deshavin, they don't all have the exact same weight, you know? I don't know. So, I wonder if we're talking, like, round numbers or something. Why isn't the cut of the meat itself a siman? They know what it looks like, I guess, or what kind of part of the animal it was from.
Read the next part.
Oh, the dafka from the neck. Oh, the atma from the thigh.
Loin.
I don't know what a loin is.
No, there's whether it comes from the neck or the thigh.
Right.
You know, why can't that be identified?
Yeah. So milo tanya matzah chatichos dagim dag nashuch chay lachris. Doesn't it say in a braisa that if you find a piece of fish? Or a fish that was bitten?
Yeah.
Bitten into.
Someone already started eating it. Okay. Chayv l'hachris. Ugh. Chavios shel yayin v'shel shaman v'shel tvua v'shel grogros v'shel zesim have elu shelo. As opposed to
the half-eaten hot dog, didn't belong to anybody.
Right.
How far did you eat it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Since then, was it half-eaten, quarter-eaten?
I don't know.
You better get it right, or it's mine. Oh,
it is interesting.
About societal difference.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yes, definitely.
But I mean, the portion of meat you can tell by the cut or whatever. I hear that, but pieces of fish. That's kind of, I guess, if you cut them in a specific way, or if you ate them in a specific way. But chavil shayayin, a generic barrel of wine, or of oil, or of grain, or is this dried out figs, I think, grow gross?
Yes.
Or olives, so then you can keep it, which is interesting because I would assume there might be something distinguishing about those barrels. But nonetheless, we say no. So therefore, we say, wait a second, isn't the cut of the meat itself good enough? Beyond the measurements? It has simen in the way it was cut. He would cut it into thirds. Oh, I have here. You have a Rashi with a triangle there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it's referring to. That it has some kind of three, relevant to Purim, three-cornered cut. Like Hamantashen. Similar to a bitten fish. Okay. Meaning they were cut in specific ways as opposed to, I guess, generic cuts. Not that they're cut, and you can say by the cut, but they're cut in specific shapes. You can tell by the shapes. Amar Mar, Chavil Shal Yam Shal Shemen Shal Tefuah Shal Grogro Shal Zeitzim Harelu Shalo. You can keep those. V'hatzanan Kadi Yanu Kadi Shemen Chayv LaHachres. Doesn't say you have to announce about the barrels of wine and oil. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Nachman Sinz Berashum. Our Mishnah, which says that you can keep it, it's referring to when they are closed off,
resealed containers. Fact that the keg was resealed rather than open serves as a means of identification.
Michla de Breisa befasuach. That implies that the Breisa is when it was open and
they were open. I don't get it. For taking a sample and sealed again by the vendor with his own distinctive seal.
So Kadayan and Kadishemen of our Mishnah had a specific seal. And the Brisa, which says you can keep it, did not have a seal. They were open. If they were open, so then clearly they're okay leaving it like that, I guess. Amrav Oshaya ben Meitzif. It had a top on it, but it wasn't sealed properly. And therefore, it's not really a simen. But it's also not Aveda Midas. Aveda midas means anybody could have it, basically. Abai Amar, I feel the tamei idvi idvi berashim lo kasha. Kan kodem shniftcha otzros, kan lach shniftcha otzros. It's before or after the sort of the marketplace for wine was opened up. I guess specific seasons, and therefore there were more barrels like that. Ki hadar of Yaakov bar Abba Ashka chavis techamer. He found a barrel of wine. Lo achas shniftcha otzros asro kamei dabai amarlei zil shkol nafshach. Take it for yourself. It's the wine distribution season. There are barrels everywhere. People are not going to assume that they can get their barrel back, and they're going to have yesh ba minei Rabbi Bimer of Nachman havisimin alo havisim makom havisimin alo havisimin. We just had this machlokas of Rabbi and yeah amarlei tinitzua. We just learned that in the brisa matzah chavil shayayim shalshem shaltufa shagrogos shaltesim harish shalo alish shalo. Oh, I guess that's a different case entirely. I don't know why this is any different than the Rabbi that we did yesterday. But okay. So he said, we already learned this. If you find barrels, so then you can keep them. Why don't you announce the place? That's on the bank of the river, which is right when they took it off the boat. There's no great simon from that place. Because in the same place that you could have found it, somebody else could have found it, or somebody else could have left it there.
I would think that would be a good simon. I found it exactly this place.
Right, but if it's a place where everybody brings their wine, so then it's not a sin. Igda Amri Amr Mar Amar Rav Mari, my time Amr Rabban and Makam Lohin Elavisimin. Tamrina like Yerdi Trame, Lidida, Chai Makam, Yitrami, Naim, Lechavra, Chai Makam. Just like you could put something there, someone else could put something there. That's interesting because that one said Makam Lahavisimin, not specifically Rakhdad Nara Lahavisimin. Hahu Gavrida Shah Kufram a Bey Matsarta. He found what?
Pitch.
Also, the comment of Rav Amar Le Zilsh Kol Nafshal Tegi Versu Chazit Havi Kamachasim. He saw that the person didn't really want it. Amar Le Zil Plogli Lechia Barei Bri Mine. Go and split it with my son Chia. Meaning, I'll take it myself. We're not afraid. Lema kasava Rav makam lo havi simin. Presumably, Rav didn't hold that the place was a simin. Am Rav Yaba mishim yeush balim naguba techaz dekadchi bei chilfei. Rav had seen
the weeds had grown.
Right, the pitch wasn't great.
There for a long time.
Yeah, it was
the owner.
Right, so it was a circumstantial indicator for him that it was that there must have been Yeish. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon said, any type of, I think it was like a basket or something, you don't have to. And Mayan Puriya, what was it? Amr Yehud Amr Shmuel, Kalim Chadashim, brand new one. Shalosh Sva'asan Ha'ayin. Shalosh Sva'asan Ha'ayin. Meaning the owner isn't accustomed to what it looks like, and therefore we're going to assume he had yeish on it because he can't remember it or he can't use it as a simon. If there was a simon, who cares if he knew it or not? If it was recognizable, so then it doesn't matter. It's still not a good enough simon. Really, there was no simon. But maybe another, a more expert could recognize it. If it's not something that he's regulated to, so then he can't even prove it to someone who's an expert, something like that. Okay, shkach.